In his keynote speech, President Xi Jinping first reviewed the world economy, saying that it may take a long time for the global economy to regain complete health. As such, Xi Jinping called for the Asia-Pacific area to initiate reform and innovation.
坚持推进改革创新，要解决世界经济深层次问题。
We must push forward with reform and renovation, addressing underlying problems in the world's economy. Carrying out the monetary stimulus policies alone is not enough. We must make great efforts in promoting the economic structural reform and make the supply system better adapted to the changing demand structure. The Asia-Pacific region should go ahead in the world in that aspect.
The latest stats suggest the growth among the 21 APEC economies has softened to 3.1% in the second quarter of this year. That was down 0.3% from a year ago. This is one of the reasons why the APEC leaders have gathered in Manila to address their common challenges under the theme of building inclusive economies and building a better world.Meanwhile, President Xi Jinping reassured global business leaders that China's economy is proving resilient despite strong downward pressure.
总的看，中国经济发展长期向好的基本面没有变。
Overall, the enduring positive trend of China's economic development hasn't changed. The characteristics of the economy being resilient, full of potential, with ample room for maneuvering haven't changed. The fundamentals and conditions supporting the continuing growth of the Chinese economy haven't changed.
His words come as the world's second largest economy has reported a 6.9% GDP growth in the third quarter of this year. This is the lowest since the second quarter of 2009. As China undergoes economic transition, President Xi Jinping says Beijing is planning to ease restrictions for foreign investors as one of the key financial reform measures.
我们将继续推进外商投资管理体制改革。
We will step up reforms of the foreign investors management system, substantially cut restrictions on market access for foreign investment, improve intellectual property rights protection, and foster an open, transparent, fair, and highly efficient market environment.
At the same time, President Xi has urged APEC members to push forward the process of setting up an Asia-Pacific Free Trade Area, or known as FTAAP. Last November, APEC members reached a consensus on the roadmap to launch the study into the FTAAP during the 2014 APEC Leaders Summit in Beijing.This was seen as a historic step for APEC members to boost the openness of the Asia-Pacific economy and safeguard multilateral trade systems. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.